This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Normal Community High School alum Meredith Hopping says stand-up comedy made the cut when the ISU theater grad drew up a top 30 list of things she would like to accomplish as she was turning 30. Hopping appears at Night Shop on Friday night. She tells WGLT via Skype from her home in St. Louis, stand-up made the list because friends noticed her funny nature and kept encouraging her to try comedy. She finally made the leap 3 years later.
I was suffering from severe postpartum depression. I have three amazing children that are 9, 6, and 3. And then also Trump got elected and I was feeling pretty powerless. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to try it because here's something that's tangible, that the outcome is purely on me. If people don't laugh, there's no one to blame but myself. So I went up and did my first open mic, and it was the most exhilarating, amazing experience of my life.
What was your monologue like for that very first one? What was the subject of your...
For the very first one, yeah. So I'm a bit of a control freak, and I can admit that. And so I did my research, right? I found out that the Funny Bone was the closest club to where I was living at the time in St. Louis. I knew that you were supposed to have 4 minutes to go up and do a set. I knew that I would automatically get on the list because it was my first time ever doing stand-up. And so I wrote out my 4 minutes, and the material I chose to focus on was the fact that it was my Jesus year since I was 33, which is the same year we acknowledge that Jesus did most of his ministry and was crucified.
Yeah.
It's interesting about me that I'm the granddaughter, daughter, and ex-wife of pastors. So my stand-up is definitely influenced by my faith and by the funny things that come out of faith and growing up in the church. I feel like it's such a privilege because for me with my faith, I'm able to acknowledge I do still have this faith. This is still something that's very important to me, and yet I'm able to acknowledge the faults with it, if that makes sense, no. And acknowledge that I'm still human. And it's been amazing how much people have been able to relate to that and how much they've appreciated it.
Are you a fan of Stephen Colbert?
I am.
Because he does the same thing with his Catholic faith. He very much acknowledges his Catholic faith, but he also acknowledges all the warts that are a part of that. And
right.
You do the same.
Absolutely. I think it's so important to do that. I feel like it's such a privilege for people to see, oh my goodness, that's someone who claims to follow Christ and wants to be a Christian, and yet they're standing up there and they're being honest about struggles they're having. And it's hilarious, but part of the reason it's hilarious is because it's just real. It's thoughts that people have every day. And so when we start to be honest with one another, that's where the beauty of the laughter comes in, I think. And it's such a, I just find it to be such a privilege to be able to share in such a vulnerable way with people.
You come from an evangelical background, right?
Yes. So I grew up in the United Methodist Church.
Were you getting any grief from people in your church about being honest about your religion?
A little bit. I had a lot of older people in the church have a lot of trouble with it because they grew up in a time where being a stand-up comic wasn't necessarily something to be proud of, and they associated it with all the drinking and the drugs. I don't know. For me, my faith has always been everywhere. Like, I experience God everywhere, not just in a church and not just in a church building. With that, it's funny, though, I had some estranged relatives that were trying to get my grandmother riled up about the fact that I was doing stand-up comedy, and so they called her and said, did you know that Meredith is singing in bars now? And so my grandma just promptly replied, no, she's not. She's telling jokes. And so it was so great to be so supported by her.
And I guess, Meredith, I was thinking more along the lines of the material you were actually using might be a problem with some people in the church as opposed to just being up on stage, I guess.
So I'm considered a clean comic in so far that I do not use any curse words. Early on, I did try using the S word. I think everyone knows what the S word is. So I tried to use that in one of my sets about pooping while giving birth, because all the comedians around me would curse, and I figured that was something I needed to do. And it just sounded so stupid because it wasn't me. While I'm considered a clean comic, I talk very candidly about things like giving birth and being pregnant and what it's like being I was a virgin when I got married and lost my virginity at the Radisson Hotel Suite there in Normal. And so I speak very, very openly about things that everyone experiences, but no one really likes to bring out in the open and talk about. And so that was hard for some people, that I was, like I said about my parents, having to deal with the fact that instead of singing beautiful arias, I'm on stage talking about my butthole. Or
that might be hard for a parent. Yeah.
Yeah. A little hard for a parent. Well, and now my poor parents love them so much. They, now that I'm divorced, I have material about being married, about being a mother, and now about like trying to be in the dating scene for the first time in 18 years. So they're really having to deal with all of it. And they are amazing and just say, well, there's no questioning that it's hilarious and it's good material. Like, we might be a little uncomfortable, but you're amazing at what you do. And so it's really awesome to have their support. They're a little oversupportive, I would have to say. I joke that I think my mom would still be supportive even if I was like a hooker. And she would just
but
say,
you're a good
when
hooker,
I first
Meredith.
Started stand up, she was telling people she is just spreading the love of Jesus and the light of Jesus everywhere she goes. And I'm like, I guess I am, but I'm also talking about my butthole. So I'd rather have them be supportive than unsupportive, I guess.
Our guest is Normal Community grad, Illinois State University grad, Meredith Hopping. She is now a comedian working down in St. Louis. She's based down in St. Louis. This is WGLT, yeah. Sound Ideas. So you come from an evangelical background, but you said the election of 2016 really got you upset. And it really jump-started a few things, but it was evangelicals who were key in electing Donald Trump to office.
Yes.
So, and
yeah.
you said
and that was one of the most, it continues to be one of the hardest things I think I've ever experienced. And that's my absolute privilege as a heterosexual white woman, that honestly, there isn't a lot that Trump is doing that's affecting me directly. But seeing so many people who I admired and respected just completely put to the wayside things that I think are very clear cut about what a follower of Christ is supposed to live like and what we are supposed to value in caring for one another and respecting one another, just putting that to the wayside so that they could excuse their support for this man. Ultimately, I think out of fear, I think that's why he was elected, is that so many people are living their lives in reaction to fear that they're going to lose something. And for me as a Christian, that's kind of the whole point of the thing, is that I've been given this life in order to bless and help others. And so my security doesn't really come from anything that I'm going to be able to get materialistically or from the government, or I don't find my security being a citizen of the United States, even though I understand that privilege and that freedom. And so it was just absolutely devastating to see people rally behind this man who I think is kind of the antithesis of so much of the Christian faith.
And this is what I'm getting at, is my brother and his family are very evangelical, and they are not talking like you are talking. They are talking as supporters of the president, which my understanding is most evangelicals are.
I think a lot of the loud ones are. I get to interact with a lot of people who are Christians and who do not support Donald Trump, but it's not the vocal majority, if that makes sense. And it's also not what's the most salacious and what's going to get in the media the most. While I was really surprised when Trump was elected, again, my privilege, all of my African-American friends were like, okay, we knew it was going to happen. I also got to experience Ferguson living here in St. Louis. And that was a real reckoning for me and my privilege and kind of my safe little white girl upbringing in seeing how people, again, who are followers of Christ, just the racist things that would come out of their mouths and the ideas that, you know, separating people into these groups of good and bad. It was just really overwhelming for me to see, and kind of one of the most formative things I've ever experienced, to see how my world kind of cracked into whenever I took a very strong stance about Black Lives Mattering, because they do, and the reality of what that means in our world.
Comedian Meredith Hopping out of St. Louis is our guest here on WGLT Sound Ideas. She's a Normal Community High School grad, also an ISU theater grad. So you came to comedy somewhat late. How has your life changed? How have you become a different person, or how has comedy been able to help you work through some things?
So I want to disclaimer, it's not a political comedy show. I feel like we've gotten kind of into the deep stuff pretty quick, but most comics these days are not getting into the political stuff. And so I don't want anyone to think that if they come to this show, that's all they're going to hear about. That's not the case. All the comics I have on this show are people that I personally love watching and am entertained by, and who are very talented at making the audience laugh. So I started at 33, which is absolutely late in the game. A lot of my counterparts are 18 and 19 year old young white men, right, who have known their whole life, this is what they wanted to do, and this is what they do every single night, is stand up. So I remember when I was doing my first open mic, I audibly heard God say, this is how you're going to get rid of your husband's student loan debt. And he has about $150,000 in student loan debt. Oof. From seminary, actually. That's what happens when you go to seminary at Northwestern.
Wow.
I remember thinking at the time, oh, I'm going to make it so quickly that we're going to have all this money to pay off his student loan debt. And then when he filed for separation and ultimately divorced from me, I was like, oh, maybe this is what God meant. And so I think stand-up really gave me a place that I had never had outside of the church setting, where it wasn't about me being Bill Malloy's granddaughter or Ray Owens' daughter or my ex-husband's wife. It was about me telling my story, being myself in this place. And so it definitely brought about some changes in my life that ultimately are wonderful and are paving a path to an amazing future that I'm so very excited about. But I truly believe this is my calling, that this is what I'm supposed to do. And I remember I had my first weekend opening for a huge national touring headliner, and I was opening for Nicole Byer, who's the host of Nailed It on Netflix. If anyone has seen that, it's a dessert fail show where people try to come on and make these desserts and they fail, and she's the host of it. And so it was a completely sold out room at Helium Comedy Club here in St. Louis. And I remember standing on stage ready to go on and just thinking, I should be nervous right now. Like, why am I not nervous? And just going through my head repeatedly was the Joan of Arc quote, I'm not afraid, for I was born to do this.